I've always looked with suspicion on the folklore of so-called signs of a hard winter. Things like an unusually abundant crop of acorns, the early hibernation of chipmunks, or the width of bands on woolly bear caterpillars. But this year I confess to feeling that there is something in the air, though what that something is I'm not prepared to say yet. Maybe it's just that last year's winter was so mild, the sense that we're due. Certainly the autumn colors, even here on the Cape, were far more spectacular this year, a combination of plentiful sunshine and cold nights, which also seemed to suggest a cold winter. Mostly, though, it's what I saw on the ocean beach one morning in early October. The outer beach, you may recall, escaped any severe erosion last winter due to a lack of powerful easterly storms. Some stretches even built up significantly, creating an unusually wide summer berm this year. The wide summer beach remained well into autumn, and then, in the space of one day, everything changed. On the morning of October 10th, I went out to Newcomb Hollow and was astounded to see that fully half of the summer beach had been removed overnight. There was a sheer vertical cut, 7 to 8 feet high, separating the upper from the lower beach. In the morning mist, the cut seemed continuous as far as I could see, which was about a half mile in each direction. In nearly a half century of walking this beach, it was the highest cut I can ever recall. I was careful not to get too close to the edge for fear I would not be able to get back up. Thoreau once stopped in the middle of the Maine woods to measure a rack of moose antlers because he didn't want to simply say it was large. So I did some rough calculations. I won't confuse you with my arithmetic, but the overall result is that for the 1 mile or so of beach I could see, some 44,500 cubic yards of sand were taken by the ocean overnight. Moreover, if the cut were continuous for the entire 30 miles of the Cape's outer beach, then up to 1,335,000 cubic yards of beach could conceivably have been removed. A good night's work for an army of front-end loaders. Do these rough figures mean we can expect a hard winter? Not necessarily, but they at least suggest that the outer beach is not likely to escape unscathed again this year. And it suggests that you'd be wise to make sure you have enough firewood on hand, that you've stocked up on fresh batteries, that you've trimmed the wicks on your oil lamps, and that you've laid in a good supply of books for those long winter nights. Real books, that is, because you still need electricity to recharge your Kindle.